शांति today Bap Dada is looking at his Raj Dulare children everywhere. Raj Dulare means the beloved children who are going to become sovereigns. This love of the father is received by very few souls. But this love of God is given to all his children, and thereby the father has made the children the masters of three kingdoms. One is the father has given rights of self-sovereignty, the throne of self-sovereignty, and that throne is the forehead. The second throne is Bap Dada's heart throne. The third throne is the throne of the world sovereignty. These three thrones Bap Dada has given to his lovely, beloved children. By remembering these three thrones all the time, each child is able to experience spiritual intoxication. also on seeing, on receiving the inheritance from the Father to all the children, stay in constant happiness in your hearts. Does this song keep on singing all the time? Va ba ba va, and va my fortune va. You had not even dreamt about this. That what you had never even dreamt about, that you have received in your practical life, along with the thrones, Bab Dada has, along with the thrones,
double Taj,
also given you a double crown through which made you experienced in having a flying stage. Therefore, Bab Dada is also able to see the double crown on the children's forehead, on the children's head, everywhere. The double crown is the crown of the light of purity and self-sovereignty. Today, Bab Dada was observing to what extent the children are making efforts. Bab Dada was checking the speed of their efforts. Because you already are noticing how time is moving very fast. You are observing the speed of time and have come to know that how fast it is going. Therefore, Bab Dada was seeing to what extent you children Bab Dada was observing that the inheritance of your kingdom which you have received, on the basis of that, to what extent you have already attained
the future
and to what extent you will attain in the future also. In the future, whatever your sanskars will be in the natural form, which will be also your nature, that will depend on to what extent you experience the sanskars for a long period of time now, because this is a new world. Which is going to be established through your new sanskars. Your new sanskars will create the new sansar or world. Whatever specialities are there of the new sanskars, that also you do experience now, don't you? What will be in our kingdom? You have the intoxication, don't you? Your heart knows how your new kingdom will be, how your new world will be, and how that is coming very soon. So Bab Dada was seeing whatever are the specialities of the new world, new sansara, to what extent the children have imbibed the new sanskars in them, to what extent they are immersed in their life, because on the basis of these new sanskars, the new sansara, a world will be built. So new sanskars will create the new sansar. Therefore, you also know what are the specialities of the new sansar, a new world. All the new sanskars of the new sansar are immersed in your intellect, and they, you know them, you also sing about them. The first speciality, you check in yourself. Check in yourself to what extent the first speciality is immersed in you. Which speciality is that? Which speciality is that? One kingdom. It is the speciality of one kingdom. just as there is one kingdom in a natural way, there is no other kingdom there. Similarly, even in your life of Sangam Yug, you have to see in your life too whether there is one kingdom or does another kingdom also come in your kingdom. If as you move along in your self sovereignty, even Maya tries to rule or Maya rules, then will there be sanskars of one rule? So find out whether there is only one rule within you or does even Maya rule in you. Is it only God ruling in you or is it Maya also ruling over you? Find out if Maya is not ruling in your heart. Therefore, check this. Because on the basis of this, you check your chart. At the confluence age now, is there just one rule of God? Or is Maya also suppressing you? Now, check right now, at this moment. You keep looking at your chart, don't you? If even up to now there are two rules ruling within you, then how will you claim the rights to one kingdom? Does Maya's dictates also mix with God's dictates? Do Maya's dictates also mix with God's dictates? Second is one religion. In Golden Age, there will be one kingdom and also one religion. Religion means inculcations of virtues. Now, which is your special inculcation? Which is your special dharana? It is the dharana of purity. So check.
Sada
also check in thoughts, words, actions, relationships, contacts, in all these, to what whether there is complete purity all the time or not. Has purity become your natural nature or not? Just as there in your kingdom, the religion of purity will be there automatically. Similarly, at this time, the dharana of purity should be there in you in a natural way as part of your nature. Therefore, check to what extent has purity become your natural nature. Because you all know that your eternal form, your original form, your beginning form is purity. Therefore, check whether there is one religion, that is, whether purity, your religion is there in you in a natural way as your nature. Something which is one's nature, even if you don't want it, it does the work. You know, many children, when they have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, you know what they say? They speak very sweet words to Baba. They say, Baba, I don't wish it to be this way. I don't want it to be that way. But then sometimes in my mind, sometimes in my words, my speech, some or the other form of impurity comes. Some trace of impurity emerges in my sanskars, because these sanskars have been with me for many births and therefore they emerge. But the meaning of one religion is the dharana of purity as a natural nature. Supposing, even if there may not be anger, but then some irritation comes in the mind. Now, what is irritation? It is the progeny of anger, is it not? Irritation is the child of anger, and therefore, if it comes, then when will one religion become your natural nature? you have to check.
They can check it, sir.
But along with check, but along with checking, whatever shaktis or powers you have received from Baba, through them change yourself too. Bab Dada is drawing your attention beforehand. That now there is still time for you to check and change. And if you do check and change in a fast, through your fast efforts, you still have the margin to do it. But after some time, things will happen suddenly, and the board of too late is going to be put up. The board of too late is going to be put up soon. Then don't say that Baba did not tell me that the board of too late is being put up now. This is why now the time to make ordinary efforts is over. The time now which you have remaining is to make intense efforts, not ordinary efforts. You still have time to make intense efforts. Therefore check, but don't check only, also change. After checking, some do checking, some do check. But they do not have the power to change. They should be check and change simultaneously. Both should be together at the same time. Check and change. Check and change. Why is Baba says this? Because what is your self-respect? What is your praise? What is your title? You are Master Almighty Authority Souls. Isn't this your title? Isn't this your praise? Are you just Master? Those who say that we are Master Almighty Authority, raise your hand. Yeah, everyone is raising their hand. All are Master Almighty Authority. Okay, Baba's looking around, seeing everyone's hand raised. You're all Master Almighty Authority. Congratulations. Congratulations. But now, if you call yourself Master Almighty Authority and you're not able to change after checking, then what will you be called?
Apne sanskar ko.
You are not able to change your own sanskars, your own nature. Even if you want to change and you are not able to change, then what would be said of you? You should ask yourself, will you be called Master, Powerful, or Master Almighty, Powerful, Almighty Authority? Yeah, Master Mighty or Master Almighty? Because a Master Almighty Authority, once he makes up his mind that he has to change, he changes immediately. It happens instantly. He doesn't say, it will happen, let me try, I will see. He doesn't say that. No, it shouldn't be that way. Therefore, now, according to the time, the result should be that whatever you think, whatever thought you create, you should be able to stabilize yourself in that stage immediately. It should be done simultaneously. Thinking and happening should be simultaneous. Now, the new year, the Avyakt year is coming. 40 years of Avyakt sustenance. The 40th year of Avyakt sustenance is happening, is taking place. Avyakt sustenance and sustenance in the Vyakt form, that Vyakt or physical sustenance, sustenance from Brahma Baba when he was in Sakar form, that started 72 years ago. So 72 years of Sakar sustenance and 40 years of Avyakt sustenance you have received. Now, will you not give the return of all that sustenance you have taken? Just think. What sustenance you have received and what is happening in a practical form. Bab Dada noticed. Bab Dada noticed that carelessness and royal laziness, carelessness and royal laziness, are still there. Royal laziness is in the form of saying, hey, it will happen. We will become that. We will surely reach. And carelessness is in the form of saying, yeah, we are doing it. I'm doing it. These things keep on happening. Yes, I know I have to do it. But then the saying and doing has a difference. Bap Dada smiles on seeing one scene. When he sees that scene, he smiles. Children say, Baba, Baba, if you do this, then I'll be able to move forward fast. Baba, if this one changes, then it will be good. So they want others to change within the thought of changing the self is less. Now the attitude of seeing others should be changed. Even if you want to see others, see their speciality. This keeps us on going, happening, this moves on like that. Even these people do this, even those people do that. This keeps on happening. This feeling, should be finished. Look at yourself and keep Baba in front of you. And the rest, Now, with the power of transformation, you have to change these two words. Whenever you say I, at that time, instead of saying I so and so, I a Brahmin, I in a physical way, but when you say I, it should be whatever titles Bap Dada has given to you. They should be uttered. So whenever you say I, remember one or the other, self-respect along with that. Some or the other title, bring that in your intellect when you say I. The moment you say I, some title of self-respect should be remembered. When you say my, at that time Baba should be remembered, my Baba. This should come naturally in your awareness. Bring this transformation in you. The second thing, mostly when you come in contact and relationship with others, then Maya comes through two words. One is feeling and the other motive, intentions and feelings. Intentions and feelings. So whenever you think of something, at that time the intention or motive should be spiritual. So the spiritual motive, spiritual intention should be there. And when the feelings come, should be pure feelings. So pure feelings and spiritual intentions or motive. Change these two words, bhava and bhavana, intentions and feelings. What is your title? World Transformer, is it not? You are world transformers, aren't you? As your world transformers, can't you transform these two words? Therefore, use this power of transformation at the right time. Sometimes it comes later on when the situation has passed and your mind was distressed and you didn't like it. Your mind starts thinking, but then the time has passed. This is why now the need is to do intense efforts. Not sometimes, not to do intense efforts only sometimes. It should be constant, continuous. Don't think that most of the time I'm fine, I'm okay. But sometimes this happens, that Baba has already told you that you are never sure of when the last moments will come. These the game of suddenly will happen more and more. Many children tell very sweet things to Baba. They say, Baba, Baba, you know, when time will become very crucial, at that time the disinterest will come automatically, and then my speed will become intense also automatically when that period of disinterest will come. But Bab Dada has already told you that efforts of a long period are needed. If the efforts are of a short period only, then the reward, the fortune or the fruit also will be of a short period. It won't be complete for 21 births. Always remember three words of Baba Bab Dada. One is suddenly, second is ever ready, and third is long time or long period experience. Long time experience. These three words should be remembered all the time. Anyone's moments could be the last moments at any time. See now, so many Brahmins are leaving the body. Did they know that they would leave the body? This is why efforts of a long period of time will give you the inheritance of full 21 births. And I have to attain full inheritance. This should be in your consciousness all the time. I have to come in the first number and at the beginning in my kingdom, in the new kingdom. What have you thought? You want to come in the first birth, is it not? In which there will be more joy, more happiness. Will it be in the first birth or any birth will do? Those who think that in our kingdom I will come in the first birth and play with Sri Krishna, my part will also be there with Sri Krishna, they raise their hand. Yes, all of you will have a part with Sri Krishna. To play with Krishna, dance with Krishna. Baba is happy seeing everyone's hand raised. You may clap. But, of course, congratulations if you come in the first birth. And they're clapping again. But, should Baba tell you? No, he will not say anything more. You don't have to you will surely, you want to come in the first birth, so why should Baba say anything else?
Achha.
It is good.
Jitne bhi aaye hain.
All of you who have come
first janam mein,
you have to come in the first birth. And they all clap, they are happy that the Baba has blessed them that they'll come in the first birth. Yeah, you clapped.
First janam or first stage?
First birth and also first stage.
The first stage. Banani.
I have to make my stage be first. The one who has this determined thought, yes, I have to go fast, let any obstacles come, but I will finish all the obstacles, I will become the destroyer of obstacles, because obstacles don't stay in front of a destroyer of obstacles, those obstacles on the contrary, help them to become victorious. All of you are destroyers of obstacles, aren't you? What's your title? Vighan Vinashak, destroyer of obstacles. Even if the obstacles come, they will come to play games with you. But from a distance, you should be able to know, because it will come in a royal form. But you are destroyer of obstacle. As a destroyer of obstacle, you should come to know from a distance what type of game the obstacle is trying to play. This is why Bap Dada also wishes that all the children go with Bap Dada together. They should not go later on. They should go together with Bap Dada. Bap Dada also doesn't like to be without the children. And everyone claps. Therefore, never make this word determined thought weak. So, I will do it, I must do it, I have to do it. It shouldn't be, I'll try, I'll see, I might, you know, Baba saying, don't use these words. Determination is the key to success. And don't lose this key ever of determination. Maya too is very clever. It finds your key. And therefore, keep this key safe. Keep it safe. Hide it in a safe place. Therefore, check that I have to inculcate the sanskars of my kingdom now. I will do it later. No, it shouldn't be that way. So one is gay, I'll do later, I will do, is in the future tense. So don't say gay, don't use the future tense, and to means the if not this then that, excuses, you know, to and gay. So These are not in your Brahman dictionary. Well, even if you see someone's weakness, everyone is an effort maker. Otherwise, he would no longer have been a Brahmin. He is a Brahmin because he is an effort maker, soul. Many say, I am okay. But these people are like that. They do like this. So that becomes an obstacle for me. If they don't do this, if they change, then everything will be okay. But Baba says, Baba has already given you this slogan beforehand. I have to change and enable them to change. I have to change. I have to change. It shouldn't be if that one changes, then I will change. No, it shouldn't be that way. Baba told you about feelings and intentions. Change them. My intentions, motives should be soul conscious and feelings should be pure. So do it. Don't become tired. Many get tired and say, I get very good wishes, but that one doesn't change. Baba says, if any Brahmin says, utters from his mouth, this one is not going to change, then is that a blessing or a curse? You should never utter such words that this one is not going to change. On the contrary, you should be able to support that soul. But if that he's not able to accept your support, he's not able to take your pure feelings, your good wishes, then just leave him. You take your side. But don't curse him by saying he's not going to change. And the other thing what some say, you know, why should Baba tell you? Because Baba did a very good checking today. And the second thing which many say, this goes on. This one also does like that. So if I do too, then what is bad about it? If somebody is falling in a well and you also want to follow that and fall in the well, is this being sensible? Now, one thing Baba is emphasizing on for you to make efforts and do homework for 18th January. Will you do it? Will you do it? Raise your hand. Let anything happen. You may have to change. You may have to accommodate. You may have to take a side. You know, you all raise your hand, or you will say later on, although I raised my hand, but I tried, I couldn't do it. Don't give this answer later on. Because now many games of suddenly are going to happen. And Bap Dada does not wish any child to stay behind. Bap Dada wants every child to go along with him. Therefore,
if
One thing is, supposing you kept the good wishes and pure feelings and good intentions, but still that doesn't change. Doesn't matter. You change yourself. Don't say, he did this, that one did this, that one did that, and therefore I had to do it. Don't say that. So whatever you do should be like enabling, helping another one or helping him to teach him. Not pointing out your finger against him. Therefore, bhav and bhavna, feelings and intentions, pure feelings and soul conscious attitude. And the words, these things go on, these things happen, well, it's okay if everybody does it, so I also did it, then what? No. Don't say these words anymore. If you keep saying these words, if you say these words and at the end when Baba will go away with those children who have become perfect and you are left behind and you will say, oh, doesn't matter, even these people are left behind. I also am left behind, so what, will you say that? No, you have to see the Father and change your bhav and bhavna, your feelings and attitude. You have good wishes even for the five elements, don't you? If you can keep good wishes, pure feelings for nature, for the five elements, then can you not have pure feelings and good wishes for Brahmin souls? Therefore finish the words, this goes on, he's like that, he will not change, no. I have to change. If I change, others will change. Others will definitely change if I change. Have this faith. So with this faith and pure feelings and good wishes, move forward and you'll see how your kingdom will come quickly. Therefore, for 18th January, imbibe these two things very well in you. Baba doesn't tell you to write to Baba and you have already written many promises. Bab Dada already has many files of of promises of you. So there's no need to just keep on making promises, but have the determined thought and do transformation in yourself immediately. Is it okay, teachers? You also have to do it, no? Mothers, raise your hand. Will you do it? Yes, mothers, raise your hand high. Yes, you are raising your hand. Pandavas, raise your hand. Pandavas. Pandavas are also raising their hand. Bab Dada will keep on seeing every day. He doesn't take time to see his children. Is it okay?
Teachers.
All the teachers, all the teachers who are here. This Murli will go to everyone. It won't be that only you are hearing the Murli and it's only for you. No, it will go for to everyone. In this land as well as in foreign lands, it's for everyone. Now, your work is going to become more and more. Don't think, oh, I've done given a good speech, my wing is doing good service, I've done a lot. No. Now your task will be to give sakash through your mind. Just as at the beginning, when Shiva Baba descended in the body of Brahma, how people sitting at home felt it, because many got visions, many heard some voices, go to such and such place. So many got inspirations, they were touched, they were pulled, and they came running to Baba. And those who came at the beginning, they are so strong. You remember, don't you? You remember Dadi, you remember the other Dadis. So whatever happened at the beginning, it is going to repeat at the end also. Therefore, you have to increase the service through your mind. At that time, nobody will listen to your speeches. No one will take the course, because the situation will be so serious. It will be the service of only serving through the mind. This is why you have to practice this now. It's not just that you practice at Amrit Vela, even whilst you are performing actions at that time too, from time to time, you should be able to control your mind, take withdraw from everywhere and concentrate. You can give sakash. Keep trying this, do this trial of giving sakash, because that will be the need of the hour in the future. Become the bestowers of peace and happiness. See your images, give peace and happiness. Then can't you give peace and happiness while in your living form? Become introverted from time to time, even for 5 minutes. Not just at Amrit Vela. Day and night you need this practice. At night too, when your eyes open, at that time try it. And then never mind, you sleep again. But then try this even in the middle of the night. If you wake up by chance, you do wake up for other reasons, don't you? So try this too. Then only you will be worshipped. Otherwise, your worship will be only namesake. The big temples won't be built in your name. Only small temples will be built in your name. Did you hear? Okay. So you heard news from Bap Dada, and today Baba checked very thoroughly. It doesn't take time for Bap Dada to check. Okay. Now, can you concentrate your mind, or will the thought come, time is up, I'm tired, I'm hungry, will this thought come? No? Of course, Baba knows that children have great love for Baba. Baba gives the certificate to all the children that children have great love for Baba. All of you who have come, in which plane did you sit and reach here? Though you came in the train, or maybe you came in the aeroplane too, but you came in one very special plane. You know which plane is that? That is the plane of love. The plane of love brought you here. You came in that plane here, didn't you? Whether you came by train or by any other way, but it's love for Baba that you have come here. Now the only thing is that whenever a little game of Maya is there, at that time just be lost in Baba's love, then Maya will not come. Maya shouldn't be able to see you if you are lost in Baba's love. See, at the beginning Baba showed many visions of the end, because at the end when there will be a lot of upheavals, all the negativity will come out, then at that time, you know, Baba showed at the beginning that people with bad visions will also come to you, but then how they just see light and light from you. They don't see you in your human body, they see you only as light or an angelic body. Such should be your practice of experiencing concentration of mind. You may be sitting right in front of them, but they will not be able to see your physical form. They'll just see your form of light. But then for that you have to practice from now onwards of becoming an angel. Now, for 3 minutes, practice concentrating your mind. Do this drill.
Baba Seva Katar Bhopal.
Okay.
Tari Bhopal Valley.
Oh, Seva turn is of Bhopal zone. It's central India, Madhya Pradesh. Bhopal is the capital of Madhya Pradesh, MP. Okay.
Bhopal Valley bhi achhi sankhya mein pahunch gaye.
Bhopal zone has come in big, in a big number. Large quantity is here of Bhopal zone. Now, those of Bhopal, what newness have you thought of? What you already have done, that others are also doing. What newness have you thought of? What newness will you do? In the previous turns to Bab Dada had said that You have done service of VIPs. All zones have done service of VIPs. All wings have done service of VIPs. Now, all those VIPs whom you have served, they should become mics and through their voice transform others. So those VIPs who can do this work of serving others through their voice, then you have to bring closer to you. If they come once a year or a few times in a year in your programs or speeches, conferences, and they give a speech, that's okay. But then these type of mics whose voice could give benefit to many souls. Make those souls into air souls. Make those souls into air souls. They should be well known, because people nowadays, they are too extroverted. So they also like to see the external show. Make such a plan which can continue for a long time. Make air souls. When did the service of wings start? How many years ago? It started in 87 actually. So 97, 21 years ago in India. So Baba is saying, make them come so close so that they become air quality souls. Now they are in the line of VIPs. They are cooperative. They also do service. But they are not air quality souls. They should become your helpers in such a way that whatever is needed to be done at that time, according to their qualifications. So, according to their qualifications, whatever task they can do, they should be able to accept the task and say, yes, yes, I will do, and then do it. In one thing, Babdada is very happy that you have done a lot of service, but then they also should become ever ready, serviceable souls.
Quality wale,
every people, such quality souls from every wing should be gathered together. It's not necessary that they should come to Bap Dada, but in one place they can be gathered together. It can be anywhere where people can come easily without any difficulty. And keep having programs for those souls. When you invite them for programs, they do come. They also become cooperative, but then they should become more homely. They should come more close to you. At the beginning, those of Bhopal did lots of service of VIPs. You had made a lot of connections. But now use this method of service, of bringing those VIPs closer, using the specialities. Otherwise, expansion is very good. Everywhere Brahmins are increasing, the classes are good. You have many Brahmins everywhere. But now you have to create such serviceable souls whose voice or whose introduction should do service, and they should be available when needed for serving you. You should be able to do that. So do it. Yeah, you give the list also. Baba, so many VIPs are in close contact, but then you should be able to make them come together. That gathering also should be visible, and you know, when they see one another, then the enthusiasm comes. Because when they come together, then they say, oh, this one also comes, that one also comes, and then they'll become enthusiastic. So whichever zones come, whichever wings come, that's good, but then make them come together in one place. It's not that they should all come to Madhuban, but then you can make them come together anywhere and then make them move forward with love and cooperation. So what will you do, teachers? Teachers, you will do it, won't you? You teachers can do anything. Each one of you, whether small or big, junior or senior, if you have the determined thought, even the junior ones can do wonders. But there should be the determined thought, we have to do it. You don't have to move forward with ego, but you have to move forward with self-respect. whenever Bhaktada sees any child of whichever zone he may be, Bhaktada sees him as that child who is very hopeful. He is going to do wonders. Baba sees each child in that form. Even some new children, they too are doing wonders in service in an incognito way. Though news may not come to Bhaktada, but Bhaktada knows. So show some wonders. You have done very good service at the beginning. Baba knows, Baba remembers. Now do some wonder. You will do it, won't you? Will you do it? Yes? Okay. It is good. Your number is growing, but now create quality souls. You are getting very good chance. This is a golden chance you have got of serving here. Baba is happy and all of you also are happy to serve. You get a good chance to serve here. Okay, good. You may sit down. Bhaktada is happy to see the expansion.
Baba, is turn mein do wings aaye hain.
Two wings are here, education wing and administrator's wing.
Education wale uthiye aur administrators wale. Ikatthe uthaun alag alag. Administrators bhi uthenge, education bhi uthenge.
Administrator's wing and education wing. Self-empowerment through human values. And
education.
And administration. About education. Even the government thinks that for life, for a good life, education is necessary. And majority these days have begun to understand that spirituality is a must in education. Now the atmosphere is changing. Before they used to say, this is work of only elderly people. Becoming spiritual is work of elderly people only. But now they understand that in education, if there is no spirituality, then transformation is not possible. This is why the impression of the people in the world is changing. This is why, as far as possible, everyone from each city, in each city, school, in every school, college, or any educational institution, you should do some trial and serve there. Serve there. And in this way, many children, many parents also can change. If in schools this service is done, then parents as well as teachers and students will all come in your connection. Today, children have become a problem in schools. But if the parents and the teachers find the change in the children, or a change in the teachers, then they think it's something very good. So in some places it is happening, but it should be done everywhere. If someone needs any help for giving lectures or for making programs, then you can take help from one another. And then the department should find out where the help can be given, who can give help. So spread this. Yes, it is being spread, but it should be spread everywhere. Even in villages, in some villages it is happening. It is good. Education department can do a lot. In the world too, if people, if children get educated, then it is good for the world. And for you also it is good, because you'll be earning a charity. It is good, you are doing it. Bap Dada keeps saying it, but this voice is spread in all four directions, that Brahma Kumaris is for the spiritual knowledge. Brahma Kumaris is very essential. This sound should spread everywhere. So prepare a group which can spread this sound. All the departments which you have made, the different wings you have created, all are very, very important. You can all spread the sound. Wherever you go, whether it is education, whether it is medical, ministry, in wherever you may go, whichever wing, professional group, the same sound should spread. Yes, in this profession also values are needed, spiritual knowledge is needed. It has started a little bit. People have begun to say that Brahma Kumaris can do a lot, and what the Brahma Kumaris can do, others cannot do. This is spreading a little bit. Even for management, administration, people do say that the Brahma Kumaris will teach management, you know, the management the Brahma Kumaris do, others cannot do. So spread this type of sound in every profession. Wherever they go, they should be able to hear that Brahma Kumari's work is very good. only then they will become good, no? Okay. Otherwise, whatever you are doing is good. You will do more and more good. Keep spreading more and more. Okay, you may sit down.
So,
also double foreigners have come. Okay. Double foreigners all stand up. All double foreigners stand up. Even those in the youth group, double foreigners youth group. Many have come. Very good. To all the double foreigners who are now double effort maker children, on behalf of everyone else sitting here, everyone, we are congratulating you, double effort maker souls. All of you have become the decoration of Madhuvan. Congratulations to the decoration of Madhuvan. All the double foreigners have made the determined thought that they will should be present in every group. Bhaktada is happy. Before, whenever any big program used to take place in any country, there in a VIPs of those countries used to come, but now VIPs don't come. Brahmins do come. That is something good. They are the decoration of the family. But Bap Dada has heard that you have made the program that double foreigners make, come and serve in Bharat. This one is sitting, standing in front. You have made this program of double foreigners serving in Bharat. Bap Dada has told earlier at the beginning that those from foreign lands will awaken the Kumbhakarnas of Bharat. Double foreigners will awaken the Kumbhakarnas of Bharat. Those are sleeping in the slumber of ignorance. Double foreigners will wake them by serving in Bharat. And therefore, whenever there are any big programs, speakers should also come from abroad. Our Brahmins, of course, if they come, it's good. It's a good plan. But then VIPs should also come and share their experience, what I have gained. This also will take place. Now, many VIPs are there in your connection, aren't they?
Double
you know, double intense effort makers, no, those who think they are double intense effort makers, they raise their hand, you raise your hand. Those who think that we are double intense effort makers, raise your hand. Yes, you are double intense effort makers. Double intense effort makers, very good. Majority have raised their hands, some are not raising their hand. So now don't slacken in this effort. You have received the title of double intense effort maker. Then, after that, you will get another title and that will be angel effort maker. Intense effort maker to angel effort maker. Because, see, when you come flying, don't you? When you come to India, you come flying. Similarly, in your stage too, you have to be an angel. Angel means the one in a flying stage. No more climbing stage or walking stage, but flying stage. You have the attention, you are doing service, service is expanding. Now prepare such a group which stays stable, which is able to stay unshakable all the time, not sometimes. Prepare such a group. This word always, the word always should become so firm in your mind that the word sometimes should be forgotten. One should become ignorant of this word sometimes, because the word constant should be so much in your mind and intellect. The word always should be practical in every thought, word and action. So such a type of group can be prepared in foreign lands as well as in this land. You run a race. Even if it's a small group or a big group, but then that group should be such which forgets the word sometimes but always remembers the word constant, always. Will you prepare such a group? So double effort maker, double intense effort maker, children, the double foreigners, always they have a habit, whatever they think, they do it. So you do this. Do you have the courage? Do you have the courage? Yes? Teacher, say, Janki Dadi Babastrin Janak, you say, Dadi Janki is telling everybody, raise your hand, raise your hand. So think, never mind, take time and think, try it. Then, on behalf of everyone, Bap Dada will give a gift to that group. Let anyone form this group, whether it is in this land or any country. any foreign land.
Sada, no problem.
A group which says no problem, the sound of no problem should come in that group. Okay, you may sit down. The children everywhere have sent yat pyar in different forms. Whatever you send that reaches Bap Dada. Bap Dada merges all that in his heart and emerges his love from his heart for such children. Nowadays, many children are actually settling a lot of their past karmic accounts. They too have sent their yad pyar to Bap Dada, just as uncle, he became the first VIP. He became instrumental. First VIP to become instrumental. You know, uncle is quite serious, and Jindi Ben is gone to Canada, Toronto, because uncle is quite serious. So Baba is saying, and the Sakash that you children are sending is reaching that child. Everyone is giving remembrance from his heart to the soul. In this way, many children are saying Baba, Baba, and settling their karmic accounts, and whilst taking Sakash are moving forward. So the children, whether in this land or in foreign lands, are settling their accounts with the body to all those special children. Bap Dada sends love, remembrance and blessings, and Bap Dada and they will continue to receive these. Along with that, the letters coming from everywhere. Nowadays there are even better quick methods of sending letters. Baba is referring to emails, faxes. So whoever has sent Yad Piyar to all the children, to each one individually with name and their speciality. Bab Dada is giving them Yad Pyar, love and remembrance. Along with that, there are many gopikas, gopis, who are in bondage, and the sound coming from their heart is also reaching Bab Dada. Bab Dada remembers such children lost in love of the father and praises them that really it's a wonder that although they are in bondage, but in their heart they are free of bondages. They are earning their income in a very incognito way. In spite of the very strong bondages. Those who put bondage, they only keep thinking, but these sisters, Kumar, these mothers in bondage, they are earning their income. So, to all such gopikas who are in strong bondages, to them also Bab Dada is giving Yad Pyar. They have a special time to meet Bab Dada, and Bab Dada at that time gives them rays. Okay.
Lonely or lucky.
To all the lovely, lucky children everywhere who have a determined thought, whatever they think, they do it immediately. Who don't say, we will try to do it or we hope to do it, but they think and they do it. Who have freed themselves from all types of attachments, not just of relationships, but also the attachment from the body. To such unattached, ever-ready children, children who follow Shrimat, that is, take the hand of Shrimat and become companions and fly together home, and will return with Brahma Baba in the new kingdom. To such intense effort makers, children who are in the flying stage, Bab Dada's lots and lots of blessings and Yaad, pyar, love and remembrance. And all the children who are the masters, to all of them, namaste. Namaste to the children who are the masters.